Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Shor. Maseches Pesachim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shlomo Nyman le'ilui nishmas HaRav Yaakov ben Matisyahu.
Pesachim daf kuf yud gimel. The Gemara says, Amar le Rav lo Rav Asi, Rav said to Rav Asi as follows, Lo'isidu b'masa, you should not live in a city le'itzanif basusya, where the horses do not neigh, ve'lo'inavich b'kalba, and the dogs do not bark. Va'altidor be'ir, you should not live in a city, deresh masa asya, that the head of the city is in Asya. One pshat in Asya, the Rashbam and Rashi both say that it means that if the head of the city is a doctor, then you shouldn't live in the city. The Rashbam explains the reason is because b'pnei shetarid b'rufu oisav, he is preoccupied with healing people. Ve'enei oisik b'tzarchei tzibur, he won't be oisik b'tzarchei tzibur. Reb Kiveger here in the Gilui Nashas brings down Toizim Baba Basar Daf Kuf Yud, who learns differently. He learns that Rav was telling Rav Asi that you shouldn't live in a city where you, Rav Asi, when he says the Reish Masa Asya, he means when you, Rav Asi, are the head of the city, meaning he was telling him, don't get involved in being the head of the city. And the reason is that that's going to be mevatel you from your learning. Rashi, over here in the second pshat, says that it means Talmud Chacham, which could mean because your name is Rav Asi, and he was saying, don't live in a city that the head is Talmud Chacham, like the Gemara said before. And that's because it's not good for a city if they rush out al tamid chacham because they're busy learning, like the Rashbam explains over there, and they're not tarid b'milui de tzibura. Under Rashbam's pshat, we have to wonder why is it that out of all professions, he chooses a doctor to stay away from being the head of the city because the doctors are busy in Inyani Refuah and they won't be Oitzib Tzarchit Tzibur. There are other professions that also occupy a person very much. Why is it Dafka a doctor? It's quite possible that the reason is because the concept of being the head of a city is usually motivated by a combination of factors. Somebody may want to have power, but it's also based on something altruistic. The person wants to help other people. Now, if the person is a doctor, his need to help other people is being stimulated by his being a doctor. And therefore, he will not necessarily feel the need to use his altruistic nature in helping other people in the city. So he may enjoy the fact that he's in a position of power, but we won't see as much altruistic behavior on his part as we would by other heads of cities. Another explanation as to why it's not good to have the head of the city be a person who's a doctor is based on the Maharal. The Maharal says in the Gemara Kedushin says, Toiv Sheberoifim Ligehenim. Why is it that Toiv Sheberoifim, the best amongst the doctors, is Ligehenim, is destined to go to Gehenim? Of course, we know that doesn't mean all doctors, but there is a concept that even Toiv Sheberoifim, who is altruistic, like we said, but nevertheless, it's possible for him to end up in Gehenim. Now, why is that true? Maharal explains, Nire Pirushoi Mipnei Shemalachtoi B'teva. His malacha is all seeped in teva. Va'teva hu l'chomer. V'chol iske haroife beguf achomri. He is dealing with a person. And the only part of the person that he's really focused on all day is the teva part of the person. The chomer part of the person. The guf. He's interested in making sure that the apparatus known as the guf functions properly. So he's not focused on the nefesh part of the person, only on the guf. On the teva, and the more that a person is removed from the ruchnius of the bria, the more he is connected to the world of Gehenim, which is really only a product of the olam hachomer and not the olam hatzur. So it's possible that he was telling him, make sure you don't live in a city that's fully run al pi teva. A city that you want to live in is one that's more connected to ruchnius. It could be that that's why he tells him, don't live in a city where the dogs don't bark. We know that the dogs barking is a simen of their connection to something ruchni. They see the mazikim. That's why on the night of Pesach, when there were no mazikim, the dogs somehow are in touch with something that is spiritual, even though it's negative, but at least they're in touch with that. If the dogs don't even bark when they see mazikim, that means that they're not bothered by them. They may not even see the mazikim, and therefore you shouldn't live in such a city because that means that the city is very removed from tzura, it's removed from ruchni, it's more seeped in chomrius. Of course, the pashut pshat in not living in a city le'navach b'kalba is because such a city is more susceptible to ganavim. The Gemara says that Rav told Rav Kahana that you should be pshoit nevelta b'shuka v'shakel agra. Make sure you make a living, even if it's through things that are somewhat demeaning, like removing the skin from the velus in the shuk. Loi tema kahana ana v'gav rabba ana. I'm a kohen or I'm Rav Kahana, depending on whether Rav Kahana himself was a kohen or not. It could be that he was referring to Rav Kahana because that's his name, but not that he was a kohen. Take a look at Tosis daf Mem Tesa Mid Aleph, whether Rav Kahana himself was a kohen. Tosis in Kedushin daf Chesa Mid Aleph maintains that there were two Rav Kahanas. In any case, the message that he's giving him is that even if it means doing demeaning labor, you should do that instead of assuming that you're choshev and therefore it's beneath you to engage in such type of work. Because like we know, the Gemara says in Brachos, Godla Nene Miyigia Yoyser Miyirei Shamayim, it's important for a person to make a living. And in fact, the Rambam in Perek Gimel, Hilchos Talmud Torah, Halacha Yud, says as follows, Kol HaMesim Alibay Sheyasek B'Torah, anybody who places it on his heart that will be Oisek in Torah, V'lo Yasek Malacha, and he's not going to do any Malacha, V'yisparnes Min Atztaka, instead of doing Malacha, he's going to be Nisparnes, he'll support himself through Tztaka, Areze Chilel Es Hashem. He was Mechal Hashem, Uviza Es HaTorah, Mevaz the Torah, V'kova Ma'or Adas, V'gorem Ro La'atzmai, V'notol Chayiv Min Ha'olam Haba. Lefi Sha'asr Le'honais B'divrei Torah Ba'olam Hazeh. So the Rambam is very strong about the fact that a person should generate his own income and not take from others in order to be Oisik B'Torah. The Rambam continues, Amr Chacham Kol Anena B'divrei Torah Notol Chayiv Min Ha'olam. V'oid Sivu V'amru Altaseim Atorah Lehis Gadol Behen. A person should not make Torah an Atorah Lehis Gadol Behen, meaning to show his chashivas. V'loi Kardem Lachbar Behen. He also shouldn't use it as a shovel to dig with, meaning that he shouldn't use the Torah as his means to generate his parnasa. V'oid tzivu v'amru ehoiv es hamalacha. Chazal said you should love work, usna es rabbonus, you should hate rabbonus. V'chol Torah she'ein ima malacha soifa b'teilo v'gereris avoin v'soif adam zeh she'ehei malastem es habriyos. The Torah in Simon Reish Mem Vav in Yeridea, Hilchos Talmud Torah, he quotes the Rambam. And the Beis Yosef writes on this, he says that the Rambam is Ozdo L'Tamei B'Perek Dalet B'Maseches Ovis. The Rambam who writes this is L'Shitosei, because in Pirkei Ovis, the Rambam in his Pirsha Mishnayis also is very critical of people that take money in order to facilitate sitting and learning. His Lashon over there in the Beis Yosef is a Rambam Ozdo L'Tamei B'Perek Dalet B'Maseches Ovis Shekara Shem Tagar Ala Espeikes Shenoysel L'Talmidim L'Rabbonim. The Beis Yosef says that even though it's Nirei Midvarav, if you look at the Rambam, it appears from his words there, Sheroiv Chachmei HaTorah HaGedoilim Shebizmanoi, most of the Chachmei HaTorah, the great Chachmei HaTorah in his time, Hayu Oisim, they used to take stipends in order to be able to be Oisik B'Torah. Loi Nimnam L'Hashvalim Kamachuvois. The Rambam nevertheless did not hold himself back from claiming that they were wrong. Uve Emes, says the Beis Yosef, Loi Nagu Chachmei HaDoros Kemoisei. The Chachmei HaDoros were not like Noyig like the Rambam, V'Arayis Shehevi L'Dvarav Yesh L'Tchoisam. We could disprove the Rayis that the Rambam brings. V'Adarabba Yesh L'Havi Rayis L'Hachzik B'Yad HaNoistin V'HaMekablim. The Beis Yosef says that the Arai is the other way, that a person is supposed to conduct himself this way, and it's a positive thing to support Loim De Torah, and for the Loim De Torah to accept that support. He says, if not, the Torah would have been B'Teila already. And the Beis Yosef continues, and he brings down the Tashbats in Chilik Aleph, Simen Kuf Mem Beis, the Kuf Mem Ches, who argues in the Rambam, and he says everything that the Rambam says, and he says that you should indeed be machzik talmid chachamim in order to allow them to learn. And he brings kamarayas from the Gemara, from Medrash, when we call Mokim, ends the Beis Yosef, Misha Efsherloi lehisparnes, b'maisa yodav, v'lasik b'torah. If somebody's capable of being oisik b'torah at the same time that he's misparnes, b'maisa yodav, vade midas chasidasi, umata salakimhi. Aval ein zu midas kol adam she yefshel lekol adam lasik b'toyra ulahachkim ba ulisparnis ma'ase yodav. And if you take a look over there in the Tashbetz in Zim Kuf Mem Zayin, he says that in the Dairus Rishonim in earlier generations, he says libam haya pasuach kepischa shel ulam. Their hearts were open and they were receptive to divrei Torah. The ilu bizmanenu in our times, in that means in the Tashbetz's times, Shashikcha Mitsuya, it's very common for people to forget. It's not very common that somebody who is constantly Oisik b'malacha, that he should see a siman bracha in his learning. And he says over there that our Gemara is also only a midas chasidus. He brings our Gemara, pshoit nevelta, take off the skin of a nevela in the shuk, as opposed to being mispanis ben atzdaka, and he says that that's a midas chasidus, like the Beis Yosef just quoted. And the Ramah in Siman Resh Mem Vav, Siv Chaf Aleph, brings down both days. He brings the Rambam, he then says that's only by a person who's healthy, but a zaken or a chayla, it's mutter for him to be nana mitay rasai, vishi aspiku loy. And then he says that yeshar mafilu bibari mutter, so he's first only talking about the Rav of the city, in order that he shouldn't have to be Oisik in Melacha. And then he says, v'yesh mekilim oid loymer demuter l'chacham l'talmidav l'kabel hespekes min anoisnim k'dei l'hachsik k'dei loym de Torah sh'aydei zeh yicholon l'asik b'toyer b'revach. Of course, a person has to make a cheshbon, like Rav Shach used to say. Sometimes a person makes the choice not to be oisik in any malacha, and the result ends up being that he has to be so preoccupied with his parnasa later on that he ends up being misbatel from Torah even more. But it comes out that in the Psak Halacha, it seems that we don't paskin like the Rambam. The Poiskim are saying that if a person is Mekayim our Gemara, that is a Midas Chasidus. And like we mentioned, the Tashbetz says that if a person could do both, then that's for sure a Matnas Alekim. But generally speaking, it's mutter for a person who wants to be misasik in Torah to take the tzedakah, and he does not have to be worried about it being a chil Hashem, that he is accepting tzedakah and not being oisik in melacha. It says, Amalei Rav Lachia Berei, like Tishti Sama, you shouldn't drink medicine. And as the Ashram explains, we're talking about somebody who can possibly do without it. So since it's possible for him to make do without the medicine, the Rashbam explains that the problem is that if the person grows accustomed to the medicine, he becomes addicted to it. The terminology that the Rashbam uses is mipnei shenikva lehem veses. There's a pattern that the body grows accustomed to. V'yehei libcha shayelcha. Your heart is going to ask you for it, which means this is exactly the way that the professionals describe the nature of addiction. After the person grows accustomed to it, it's his lev that's shoyel it, meaning that there's some sort of force from within him that's even stronger or feels to him stronger than himself. His lev is asking him for it, and it's going to cause him a loss, because even if it's a valuable medication, but once he gets used to it, then he will not be able to wean himself from it. That's one hesber. Rashi brings another pshat, loitei rogel lishtei samamonim, kida amar demali lahai kasha lahai. Like the Gemara says, kol shakyoni, all potions that are used for medical purposes, l'mali l'hai, whatever is good for a certain symptom, is kasha l'hai. It may be good for a certain part of the person's system, but it's going to affect something else adversely. It's brought down b'shem the Baal Shem Tov, that he used to say, yishlach dvorei v'yirpoim v'malet mishchisoysam. Yishlach dvorei, the Torah, has a healing effect. As Maral is Marech on the Maimori Chazal that talk about the healing effect that Torah has. Maral talks in the beginning of Nesiv HaTorah and the Nesiv HaSoylam that Torah restores the Seder of the Bria, and it can restore the Seder of a person's entire makeup. And therefore, Yishlach Dvoroi V'Yirpoim. His words, the Torah, is sent by HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Yirpoim V'Malet, and a person will escape Mishchisoysam. What does that mean? That it'll escape Mishchisoysam, meaning that usually a refuah, even though it helps one part of the person, but it creates a hashchasa in a different part of the person. The Torah has the ability to create a refuah, but it fully restores the proper seder of the person, and therefore he's nimlat, he's spared of mishchisoysam, of the destructive effect that usually medications have. Another thing Rav tells Chia Berei is loita aker kocha. Do not remove a tooth because of a choyli, because it's eventually going to get better. Even though there are many that hold that the type of refuah gemaris are not relevant nowadays because the teva has been ishtana, etc. But you do see that there are certain poiskim that held that this gemara is to be taken seriously. If you take a look at the Sefer Zera Chaim, Simen Lamed Ois Gimel, it brings from the Sefer Beis Yisrael in Chelek Ches, Simen Tzadik Beis, that he was choshesh b'shin of kol yomav. He had difficulties with his teeth his whole life. Nevertheless, he would not remove any teeth because of our Gemara. The Ksav Sofer as well never took out any teeth because of this Gemara. And in the Sefer Ashkafta, the Rebbe, in page Kuf Mem Tes, he says that the stipler, Baal Kilis Yaakov, was very makbid not to be oikir shinayim because of our Gemara. For further discussion, see the Kovitz Beis Aron V'Yisrael in the year Tes Zayin Kunchis Aleph, Amud Kuf Lamed Zayin, he discusses it, and he seems to be very much in agreement with the theory that it's Nishtanu Ateva, especially since one of the things that the Rashbam says here is that it's going to get better by itself, and every Roifin Mumcha will tell you, in most cases, that it's not going to get better by itself. And therefore, even though we mentioned Kama Gdoilim that were adamant about not removing teeth, but nevertheless, a person has plenty of what to be Saimach on if he wants to remove teeth. The Gemara says, "Amr Reb Yochanan, Shloisha Minoichle Ahoilam Abba." There are three people that are Minoichle Ahoilam Abba. Eluhein Ador BeEretz Yisrael, somebody who lives in Eretz Yisrael, Vamagadol Bun of Talmud Torah, somebody who raises his children to be Oisik in Talmud Torah, Vamavdil Alayayin BeMoitzoy Shabbosis, somebody who's Machbid to make Avdullah over wine on Moitzoy Shabbosis. The Gemara asks Maihi, what's special about that? The Gemara answers, the Mishayir Mekedusha Lav Dalta. We're talking about somebody who doesn't have a lot of Yayin, and he doesn't drink all of the Yayin, as the Rashbam explains, he makes sure to refrain from drinking too much wine during Shabbos in order that he should have wine to be Mavdal on. The Marsha explains that when the Rashbam says that, he doesn't mean that he leaves over and doesn't drink the Kais Shal Kiddush. The Lashon of the Gemara is, the Mishayir Mekedusha Lav Dalta. It sounds like he leaves over from his Kais Shal Kiddush in order to make Avdallah. The Marsha says that's not what the Rashbam means. Rather, what he means is that the person, after making Kiddush, he drinks the Kais Shal Kiddush, but any wine that he has left over after that, he doesn't drink during the Suda, he leaves it over for Avdallah. However, the Tur in Simen Reish Tzadik Vav says, Hilkach Mande Isle Chad Kosa, somebody who only has one Kais, Veles Beishir Kiddusha Ve'Avdalta, he knows that he doesn't have enough to make Kiddush and Avdallah, Shavak Leila Avdalta, he leaves the Kais over for Avdallah, V'Kiddusha Mekadish Arifta, and he's Mekadish using bread. If you take a look over there in the Prisha, in Ois Tes Vav, he says another pshat. He says, "Lufi pshutei niri the ratzalar mishem mishayir me oisei kois yayin shekiddush alav mishayir by maat umoisev alav b'shasa avdala umavdil alav." Meaning that we're not talking about a person who has a shortage of wine. Even a person who has plenty of wine, nevertheless, there's an inyan to be mishayir to leave over from the kois that he made kiddush on, and use that shiur for Avdullah. And he says, Vizeu Ikara Mitzvah Shayayin, Shinis Avid Beya Mitzvah, Be Iula Yoima, Vikidish Be Olavas Shabbos, the Yayin that he did a mitzvah with. When Shabbos came in, and he was Mekadish Boy as a Shabbos, Olav Ba'atzma Yavdol, he should use the same Yayin for Avdullah. Higam Avdol Mekdusha Shabbos Hu, Kmoshik Safta Le'el. So he says that there's an adifas to use the leftover wine from your Kiddush for Avdallah. The Poskim don't seem to bring down this, but it's interesting to know that that's the Shita of the Prisha. In the Mechaber, in Simen Reish Ayin Aleph, Sif Yur Aleph, he brings down what we mentioned from the tour, that im ein le'ela kois echad, if he only has one kois, he should be mekadesh boy balayla, ve'enei toyem imenu, don't drink directly from the kois, because you don't want to be poigim the kois, rather you should pour out from the kois, you should be toyem a little bit of that kiddush, and the next day, for kiddush rabba, you should make kiddush on whatever remains over from the night before his kiddush. Then he says, "Vim loy hoya by elu revius betzimtzum." If all he had was exactly a revius, v'nechsar mimenu balayla. So now you have a little bit less than a revius. Moizgei lomachar lashlimer l'revius. You pour in a little water to be mashlimer to revius. V'hainu davka kishiyesh loy kois acher l'avdola. That's only if he has another kois l'avdola. Shem loy kein mutav shi'anichena l'avdola she'i efsher bepas. It's better you should be mavdil al hayayin, and your kiddush will be al hapas. Magen Avram points out that if the person has sheicher, if he has beer or Chamar Medina, he should use that for Avdallah and be Mekadish ala Yayin, because everybody agrees that you can be Mavdil Ashikra, and the Rabbeinu Tam Shita is that you cannot be Mekadish ala Pas. And therefore he says that it's even preferable to be Mekadesh, the Kedusha Rabbah, which most shittos hold is only a Drabbanan, as opposed to using the Yayin for Havdalah, which many shittos hold is Dairaisa, because al kol panim, it's possible to make Havdalah ala Sheikher, according to everybody, and according to Rabbeinu Tam, just like you can't be Mekadesh ala Pas, you also cannot be Mekadesh ala Sheikher. And he adds a second reason, that people have an aversion in the morning to Sheikher. Nafsha shal adam katze b'shachris b'sheikher. So to sum it up, we have three ways of learning our Gemara. According to Leid Marsha, explains B'dasa Rashbam, we're talking about being mitzamtzim, the amount of yayin that you drink during the Suda, in order that you should be able to be mavdil ala yayin. According to the Torah, and this is the Psak Halach in the Shulchan Aruch, we're talking about not drinking the entire kais shel kiddush, so that you should be able to have a kais for Avdolah. And according to the Prisha, we're talking about using leftovers from your kiddush in order to be mavdil, because there's an inyan to use the shiari mitzvah, what was used already for one mitzvah, there's an inyan to use that for Avdolah for the next mitzvah. The Gemara lists three people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves them. Mi she'enoi koyes, mi she'enoi mishtaker, u mi she'enoi mamen al midoisov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves a person that does not become shikr. Now, this is one of the Gemaras used as a raya, that when the Gemara says in Megillah that Chayav Inish Levesume Bipurye Ad La Yoda Bein Araham LeBaruch Mordechai, that it doesn't mean Kipshutai. There's Machlokes the Ramah and the Mechaber in Siman Tafresh Tzadikei. The Mechaber learns that it means Kipshutai. You're supposed to become Shikr. The Ramah says that you're not supposed to be Mishtaker Mamish. You should drink more Meher Geloi, more than he's accustomed to drinking V'yoshin, and he should go to sleep, and since he's sleeping, he doesn't know the difference between Araham and Baruch Mordechai. There are many Paiskim that hold that when it says Chayav Anush L'Psume, it doesn't mean that he's supposed to become Mishtaker, and this is one of the Rayas. The Argamar says that Hashem doesn't like people that become Shikr. The Kolboy, the Ruchas Chayim, the Shlach Kodesh, the Teres HaMincha, Sher Knesset Doyla, the Chidah, and more. They all learn that when it says Lebsume, it just means that he should drink more than a normal amount, and he should drink enough that makes him happy, and that's it, because Shikras is considered a Dvar Maguna. However, there are many Paiskim that argue on this, and they hold that the Dvarim are Kipshute Mamish. The Chacham Tzvi, the Riyaz, the Rajba, and the Seder Ayoyim, there are many sources that seem to point in that direction, that it's Kipshute Mamish. Kiyadur Bistrol Salanter used to be maflig in his drinking. He called it a Bechina on the Guf, to see if the Guf is close to Hashem, and he used to speak the entire day in Divrei Torah with Charifas and Bekias. And many tzaddikim used to drink to the point of Shechus Shaloit, and each person should do according to his Mesorah. The Gemara brings down three people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates them. One of them is Haroya Dvar Erva B'Chaveru Umeid B'Yechidi. He sees a Dvar Erva in his friend, and he's made against him by himself without a second aid. The reason for this is mevor in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Ki hara toiv yechata, va'asa zigud l'chudei, va'asa be'kamei dera papa. A man named Tuvia was choytei, and somebody else named Zigud was made in front of Rapapa against Tuvia. Nagde l'zigud, and Rapapa gave Malkus to Zigud. Amalei Tuvia chotev Zigud mingad. Zigud didn't understand. He said, Tuvia was choytei, and then I'm the one who gets Malkus? Amalei, and he said, yes. Tichsiv l'yokam erecha b'ish, va'at l'chudach asadis bey. You're not supposed to be made by yourself, and you were made alone. Shame Rabbah Mukamafkis Bey. It's not as if it's possible for us to be mom and you anyway. The Yireim and Simon Reish Mem Dalad asks from the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Samach Vav Med Aleph. Over there, the Gemara relates a story about who Sami, a certain blind person, Dava Mesadar Mesnaisa Kamedim Mar Shmuel. He used to organize brises in front of Shmuel. Yoim Echad Nogale V'loyava Kaasi. One day he came late, he didn't show up. Shodar shlicha basrei, he sent a shlich after him. Ara azol shlich bechada urcha asaiu bechada. As the shlich was going one way, he came. The blind man came from the other way. Ki azol shlich amar ishtoi zinsa. The shlich said, your wife was mezana. Azol kamen mar Shmuel amar lei. He said, imehemeloch. If you believe this man, zil apka, you have to go and divorce her. So why didn't Shmuel give him Malkus? He should say, you're not allowed to be made as an eid echad. The Yireim answers that when the person's intention is to be mafresh somebody miyisura, because if a person's wife is zinsa tachtav, it's also for him to live with her. So since it was lafrush miyisura, it's mutter even be yechidi. Masha'in can in our sugya wasn't being said lafrush miyisura. In the Shalos Tshuva's Meshev Dover, he says that over here, the man called Zigud wasn't Nemon in Rapapa's eyes. So then it's considered like something that's for no reason, and it's usser. In the Sefer Eretz Tzvi al HaTorah, page Vav, he explains that what the Gemara over here means, when it says that he gave Malkus to Zigud, is based on the fact that if a person speaks Lashon Hara about his friend, he gets the Averus that are Biyat Chaveroi. Then his friend has Averus, they get transferred, so to speak, over to him, like the Chavis Alvavis in Shara Kniya Simen Tes says, and Archa Sadikim in Shara Nova, and the Magid Meisharim, the Beis Yosef wrote the things that he heard from the Magid. He says that that is exactly the way that they deal with a person in Shemayim. In the Sefer Dvash Lofi from the Chido, Zion, he says B'Shem Duramami Fano that the person is Zalzel in his friend, and the friend is quiet, then he gets all of the mitzvahs of the person who was mevazahim. So that's why it makes a lot of sense. They say that Tuvya Chata, even though it was Tuvya who did the sin, but Zigud Mingid, which it gives the mashmos that Zigud is Mingid for the Chet that Tuvya did, and that's exactly what's happening. The Gemara says, Amar Shmuel bar Yitzchak Amar Rav Mutar L'Snoisei, that a person who sees Dvar Aveira by his friend, even though he's not allowed to be Meyid, like we just learned, nevertheless, he's allowed to hate him. Shenemar Kisir Chamor Seinacha Roivitz Tachas Masoi. The Pasuk is talking about when you see the Chamor of your Soine, of your enemy, crouching Tachas Masoi, it's too heavy for him. So the Gemara asks, My Soine, what does it mean that he's a Soine? Ilema Soine Nochri, he's a Goy Vatanya. Soine Shamru Soine Yisrael. Israel, beloy soine nochri. The Brisa says that the achiyuv to help somebody else pre-kantin is only a chiyuv when the person is a yid, not if he's a goy. So Elapshit of the Gemara says that we're talking about a soine Yisrael. And the question is, Misharya lemisni, is it mutter to hate another yid? Vaksivle sisnas achicha bilvavecha. Ella deika sadi the avri isura. If there are adim that he did an iser, then kuli amanami missed the sunnily. Then everybody's supposed to hate him. Maishna hai, why do we say that he's soinacha? He's your enemy. Ella lav ki agavna the chazi beiu dvar erva, that he saw a dvar erva by him, but nobody else saw it. So kodem kol, you see that lahaloche it's mutter to hate a person who's a Rasha, as the Gemara is going to tell us soon, that it's even a mitzvah lisnoisei. Now the question is, what is the makar that there's a heter to hate such a person? There's a machloikis amongst the Rishonim and the Achronim. The Yireim in Kuf Tzadik Hei says that since it says Lesista es achicha bilvavecha, somebody who is a Rasha is not considered achicha. The Shiltis, the Rav Achai, in Shilta Chav Zayin, he says from the pasuk of Nasi ba'amcha lo yisa'er, ba'amcha we learn only ba'oise maisa amcha, that's when it's usher to be mekalal another person, and from that we learn similarly that he's allowed to hate him. The Chafetz Chaim in Klal Dalet, in the Be'er Mayim Chaim, Sivkot and Yud Dalet, also seems to learn that a person who doesn't listen to the Torah is not bechlal achicha, it's not achicha b'vavecha, so you're allowed to hate him. However, Rabbi Chanan in the Kovetz Yurim, in Bava Kama, Sivkot and Kuf Dalet, has a beautiful diak from Tosfos in our sugya that a person who did an Aveira is bechlal achicha, and the pasuk of Lasisna Sechicha b'vavecha does apply to him. As we'll soon see, it is Murach from Tosfos over here, Dibra Maschil Shiro'o, that it would be usser to hate the person for anything other than the Aveira that he did. If you have any other sinner, if it's a sinner gemura, you're over the Isra Lysis Sechicha B'Vavecha. So you see from Tosfos, says Rabbi Chanan, that the person, the Gavra, is included in the Pasuk Lysis Sechicha B'Vavecha. But any sinner that is related to the Dvar Erva, you're allowed to hate him. That's not Sinas Chinam. That's hating him for the Aveira that he did. What does Rabbi Chanan see in the Tosfos? Tosfos asks the following question. Vim Toimar, Debe'elu Metzias Aminan Oyhev Lifroik Vesoine Litoin Mitzvah Besoine Kedei Lochaves Yitzur. Let's say a person has a person who he's a friend of that he needs to help him out with his chamor, and there's also a soine, a guy that he hates him for a dvar erva that he also needs help. Which one should he help out? So the Gemara says mitzvah besoine kedei lochaves yitzroi, in order to be koifes yetzahara. Tosfos asks, "V'hashta makfias yetzer shayach given the mitzvah is noisoi." Now, the kavana of Tosfos' question is: Tosfos obviously understands that when we say you're supposed to be koyfi your yetzer, it doesn't mean that you're supposed to go on hating the person fully, and despite your hate, you're supposed to help him out. Because if that was the pshat in kvias yetzer, then Tosfos wouldn't have a question. What does Tosfos mean to ask ma kvias yetzer shayach given the mitzvah is noisoi? Hagufa, the kvias yetzer is to force yourself to help him, despite the fact that you hate him. Obviously, Tosfos understands that when we say lochavis yitzroi, you're supposed to change your feelings about him. When you reach out to help him, you're going to be mevatel some of the sinna that you have towards him. And on that, Tosfos is asking that bishlam, if there was no mitzvah to hate him, it was only a heter, it's mutter to hate him, then we can understand that you're supposed to be koifir yetzer and not to hate him, because that's what happens when a person starts helping out another individual. He does an act of love, and therefore he hates him less. Then I understand that it's luck of a yitzer, you should force yourself not to hate him. But once you say that it's a mitzvah to hate him, Tosfos is asking, then why should you be koifir yetzer and be mevatel the sinner? Why should you start hating him less? There's a mitzvah to hate him. Tosfos answers, v'yeshleimer, kiven shehu soinoi, gam chaveri soinoi oisoi. Since he hates him, he hates this Russia that he saw in Erev's Davar by him, the Russia in turn is going to hate him back. D'chsiv kemayim haponim leponim, kein leva adam lo adam. Tosfos says that what's inevitably going to happen is that even though I don't hate him fully, I hate him only because of the avera that he did. But my hate towards him is going to generate a response. He's going to hate me back. And uboin, says Tosfos, mitoich kach lidei sinu gemura, you're going to come to sinu gemura. And on that, says Tosfos, v'shayach kfias yetzer. In other words, Tosfos already, like we said, clearly learns that kvias yetzer means that you have to force yourself to hate him less. And Tosfos' question was, how could there be a mitzvah to force yourself to hate him less if there's a mitzvah to hate him? Answers Tosfos, there's only a mitzvah to hate him a certain amount. There's a mitzvah to hate him in as much as you're hating the avera that he did. But you don't have a mitzvah to hate him a sinu gemura. It's just that your hate, because of his avera, is going to cause that there will be sinu gemura between the two of you. And therefore there's shayach kfias yetzer on that additional hate. So Rabbi Chanan has a raya from this Tosfos that there is no din to have sinu gemura towards this person. And Rabbi Chanan makes the assumption that it would be usur to hate him that extra hate. And that isur is what you were telling you to be koyfer your yetzer, make sure that you don't hate him that extra hate. So he says, you see from Tosfos, not like all the other mafarshim that we mentioned, that he's not included in achicha. There is, since there's a mitzvah against hating him, there's an iser to hate him, sinu gemura, that means that he's bechlal the pasuk leisistas achicha bilvavecha. And nevertheless, you're allowed to hate him for his actions. People describe many Gedolei Yisrael who had that attitude towards people who are Avrayanim. They were able to display a certain contempt for their actions, for the way that they behaved, but the person they always loved, betachlis ha'ava. And we see from here a makar in the halacha for that. You're allowed to hate the person for his actions, but the feelings that you have towards that person is not what we call a sinu gemura. It's something that you're supposed to force yourself to love. You're supposed to love the person and even do actions that would generate more ava. And that's, of course, because we know that the Nishmas Yisrael is really, at its core, is really pure. So there's a mitzvah to love him because he's a chelik alakami mal, and he's part of the Am Yisrael. But you have the right to, and perhaps the mitzvah, to hate his actions. And the actions may be external to who he really is. But you are allowed to have a sinner that's directed towards him because of those actions. Now, not everybody agrees to our Tosfos. Tosfos in Bamatzia Daflam Abezim Abez, Dibra Maschil Lochvis Yitzroy, asks the same kasha as our Tosfos. Then Gemara, in Perik Avi Psochim, it's Mavur, that we're talking in the Torah about a Yisrael that you're allowed to hate him because you saw Erva's Dover by him. So why would we be telling you lochavis yitzrei? Why would the Gemara say that when you have an oyev and a soine, you should help out the soine in order to be koife your yetzer? Why should we tell you that? You're allowed to hate the guy. Tosfos answers, v'yesh loimer d'loy mayri b'soine d'kro. So whereas our Tosfos says that we are talking about, in that Gemara, about the soine d'kro. We're talking about this fellow that you're hating him because he did a bad thing, he did an erev's davar, and you're allowed to hate him, and there's a mitzvah to hate him. Nevertheless, the Gemara still says you're supposed to be makdim, such a person, to an oyev, in order to be lochavis yitzrei. Hashem Ketoiz over there says that no, that when the Gemara says that there's a Oyev and a Soine both, that you need to help them, the Gemara is not referring to this type of Soine. This type of Soine, there would be no din, Lochavetz Yitzra. You are allowed to hate the guy. When the Gemara says that you're supposed to be Makdim, the Soine, to an Oyev, it's talking about a guy that you're hating him not because of an Eves Dover, you just happen to hate him. And on such a person, there's a mitzvah, Lochavetz Yitzra. So it's quite possible that Tosfos over there, and the Nemukhi Yosef B'Shem the Ramban learns like Tosfos over there as well, it could be that they understood that when we say that you're allowed to hate him, we're talking about a complete hate, a sin of Gemurah, and they learned like the other Mefarshim that we mentioned before, that this person is not included in the Pasuk of Leisinsa Sechicha B'Vavecha, because he's not a Chicha, and therefore the sin that you're allowed to have towards him is a sin of Gemurah. Masha'en Ken Rabbi Chanan is being bedayik from our Tosfos that the sin that you have towards him is not a sin of Gemurah, because he's included in the Pasuk of Leisinsa Sechicha B'Vavecha. He's called a Chicha. It's just that you're allowed to hate him because of the Averis. And therefore, there is an element of Lachavas Yitzroy to make sure that you don't hate him, the sin of Gemurah, that is Nigram al Yidei, the fact that you hate him and he hates you back. So it comes out that we have two ways of learning the Gemara in Perek Elu Metzias, which tells me that you're supposed to be makdim, a soine to an oyhev when it comes to the mitzvah of helping. According to Tosfos in our sugya, that Gemara that says you're makdim, the soine to the oyhev, is talking about the soine dekra, the person that you hate because he did a dvar erva. And the fact that the Gemara says that you're supposed to be makdim him because lochavas yitzra, you're supposed to force your yetzer to love him more, that's because there is a sin of Gemurah that you do not have towards him, you're not supposed to have towards him, and you're supposed to force yourself to love him that extra amount, even though you hate him for his actions. Masha'en Kain, Tosfos and the Ramban learn that the Gemara, which says lochavas yitzra, you're supposed to force yourself to help the soine, is not talking about the person that you hate for a dvar erva, because that person you're allowed to hate, you have a mitzvah to hate, and there's no inyan to force yourself to love him. That Gemara is talking about a guy that you hate not for a dvar avera. And on that we say you're supposed to force yourself to love him. The Rambam says in Hilchos Deis, Perek Vav Halacha Hei, Kol ha-soine echad mi-Yisrael b'liboy, anybody who hates another Jew in his heart, oyver b'lo yisasei shenemar, loy sisna sechicha b'lvavecha. The Rambam says, ve'ein loikin alav zeh, you don't get malchus lefi she'ein by ma'isa. There is no ma'isa, it's something b'leiv. V'lo yizhira teire ela al sinu she'b'leiv. The Torah only gave an azhara for hating the person internally. Aval ha-makes chaveroi v'ha-mecharfoi, somebody who hits him, or he is mecharif him, meaning he insults him, aval pi she'einu rashoi, even though he's not allowed to do that, eino over mishum leisisna, because that is not something that's belayed, that's something outward. So you see from the Rambam, leisisna sechicha bilvavecha is dafka when it is inside his heart. If the guy expresses it, he already is not over the iser. And the Kesef Mishnah brings down Teres Kainim, which is the source of the Rambam. It says, leisisna sechicha yochal leisa kalalena v'leisa kenu v'leisis terenu tamalena bilvavecha le'amarti ki im sinu belayed. Now, lefi the Rambam, that when you outwardly express your sinna, you're not over the iser of leisisna sechicha b'vavecha, because you're not keeping it inside your heart. What's the Gemara's rai over here, that somebody who you saw dvar erva, that it's mutter l'snoisoi? The Gemara that says, Ela pshita soini Yisrael, and the Gemara asks, V'mi sharya l'misnei, is it mutter to hate him? V'aksid leisisna sechicha b'vavecha. Maybe la'olam, we're talking about a guy who wasn't over an avera, and he is a Yisrael, and the reason why he's allowed to be soini him is because he expresses it outwardly. It could be that the answer, according to the Rambam, is simply that the lashon of the pasuk kisire chamor seinacha roivitz tachas masoi, it sounds like that it's a scenario in which he sees the chamor of his enemy crouching underneath a load, and the enemy's not even around. And over there, if you consider him a soine, even though at this present moment he's not being mecharef him, he's not insulting him, he's not talking to the guy at all, and still harbors ill feelings towards him, that is a violation of the iser. Which means, according to what we're saying now, that even a person who you have expressed to him your feelings about him, if that person is not around and right now you have those feelings against him without expressing them, you're over the iser according to the Rambam. And this is a chiddush, because according to the Pashtus, lufi the shittas Rambam, if let's say I have a guy that I cannot stand him and I have sinna towards him, rachmana litzlan, and then I express it to him, we would say that even if the next day the person's not around and I continue to have those ill feelings towards him, since I've already expressed to him the way I feel about him, we would have said that he's not over the Isser, because it's not something that he's keeping inside, it's something that he expressed to the guy. He doesn't have to always be here in order for me not to be over the Isser. However, according to what we're saying now, it could be that all the Rambam means is that if a person has ill feelings and does express them, the person right now is not over the Isser. And that is because right now those feelings are being expressed, so it doesn't remain bilvavecha. However, if the person were to leave now, and then I would continue to hate him, since I do not express it right now to the person, that is an Isser of Leisista Sechicha Bilvavecha. So it's not like the Rambam is telling us that you can't be Echad Bepeh, Echad Belev, and at the moment that I do express it to him, I no longer am over the Isser. That's not what the Rambam is saying according to the way we're learning this Gemara. Rather, as long as the person's sinna is an outward thing, he's not over. But if the person has an inward sinna that happens not to be expressed at the current moment, then he's over the Isser. The Gemara says that there are shiva that are menudin l'shamayim. Seven people that are menudin l'shamayim. Amongst them are mi sheyesh lo yisha ve'en leibonim, mi she'en lo tefillin b'roishai u'tefillin b'zroyai, v'tzitzis b'bigdoi u'mezuzu b'pischai. Toises in Dibur Maschav Ein Leibonim says that we're talking dafka yidei pshiyosai, she'enim is asking peri v'rivya dum yudachrini. The person is a b'sheya. Umi she'en lo tefillin b'roishai u'bizroyai v'tzitzis b'bigdoi, mayrib sheyeshloi ve'enim anichon. Those cases, somebody who doesn't have tefillin b'roishai b'zroyai, and he doesn't have tzitzis on his beged, is talking about where he has those items available, but he doesn't put them on. So that's the person who's nur l'shamayim. Inami says Toisvus afilu ein loy. Even if the guy doesn't have it, yesh lechazer lohavi atzmi lidei chiyuv. The person should try to bring himself into a chiyuv, meaning to say, bring the chiyuv on himself. Kira ashchem b'Moshe shayatoyv likonis laretz Yisrael kedei lekayim mitzvah shabbat. Moshe Rabbeinu had a strong desire to get into Eretz Yisrael so that he could mekayim the mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael. While he was outside Eretz Yisrael, he didn't have a chiyuv to be mafresh, chumas and maisers, etc. So, the Gemara says that he had a taiva to go into Eretz Yisrael in order to be mechuyev. So too, a person who is not chayev should try to bring himself to be mechuyev. Now, the Marshal says, I understand why Tosfos would say that by tzitzis. Because tzitzis, if a person is not wearing a beged that has dalet kanfis, he doesn't have a chiyuv. So when we say that he should bring himself to become mechuyev, we mean he should be loivish a dalet kanfis kedei to be mechayev himself. Aval tefillin, says the Marshal, d'chayvus haguf ninu, d'vadei chayev liknos lo tefillin. Of course, he has to buy for himself tefillin. Or l'kayim is his tefillin. So why Tosfos talking about it in terms of bringing himself to become a chuyuf? So I believe that what Taisus means is, since they started off explaining the case of Ein Leibonim, somebody that doesn't have children is Dafka Alidei Pshiyase, who's Pesheya, because he wasn't being Oisik Piriya Verivya, Dumya Dachrini, like the case of Mishiesh Leibonim, Ve'ein Megadon L'Talmud Torah, or somebody that never got married. After saying that, Tosfos said, well, if that's true, then you have to say that the case of Mishiein Leit Tefillin B'Roishai, U'Bizroyev, it's his big day, is talking about somebody, Sheyesh Loi, that he has them, Ve'ein Manichon. Because we need it to fit into the Braisa that it's something that the person was Pesheya. The only way to say that the person is Pesheya by not being Mekayim the Mitzvah of Tefillin and Tzitzis is that he has the ability to buy them, he has enough money, and he's not an Oinus. Then Tosfos says, no, maybe we're talking about somebody who doesn't have them. That means that he really is Potter. And this goes like the Shita that we mentioned at Afkuf Yud Beis, which the Shulchan Aruch brings down in Siman Tafkuf Nun Vav, that if a person doesn't have enough money to buy tefillin, he's not mechuyev in the mitzvah. The mitzvah doesn't require the person to go be mechazer achar psachim. It doesn't require him to go collect money or to borrow money in order to be mechayim the mitzvah. Tosfos says, even einlai, even if the person doesn't have it, and Tosfos means he doesn't have enough money, yesh lechazer lahavi atzmi lidei chiyuv, we should at least see the person trying to make some sort of effort, although he doesn't have the money, but maybe he could somehow make himself mechuyev in the mitzvah by obtaining the money. And Tosfos brings a raya from Moshe Rabbeinu that you see that although he wasn't mechuyev, he still had a tshuka, he had a taiva to go into Eretz Yisrael so that he would become mechuyev. So to this person, he should want not to get a dalet kanfis to make himself chayev in the mitzvah tzitzis, even the mitzvah tefillin. He should want to get money so that he would be mechuyev in buying tefillin. Another thing that the Gemara mentions, v'yesh oimrim af b'she'enoi meisiv b'chabura shal mitzvah. The Rashbam explains that that means that the person does not go and participate in a mishta of a bris milah. Toisfis, and daf kuf yudalan amet aleph, the b'maschol v'ein bring down the fact that a person who participates in a sudas milah is nitzoil midina shal gehenim. It's because of this Gemara that people are noyheg not to invite each other to a suda of a bris milah, because if the person is invited and he doesn't come, then he's included in the people chas v'shalom that are menuda l'shamayim. One of the reasons why he's considered menuda l'shamayim, says the Rashbats in Magen Avos, in Avos Per Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, that it was because their minug was to say a drasha in Divrei Torah before Birkas HaMazon. A suda where Divrei Torah is being shared is considered a suda where the Shechina is, and therefore the person is not interested in taking part, he is menuda l'shamayim. The reason why Tosfos says that the person who participates in a Sudas Bris is Nitzol Medina Shel Gehenim is because, as the Zohar HaKadosh relates in Parshas Lech Lecha, that when Eliyahu HaNavi said that Klal Yisrael was Ozvu Esperisi, they were Oizev, they left the Bris of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, Chayecha, you're going to have to come to every single Bris and be made that they haven't left the Bris. Eliyahu HaNavi says, I'm a Kanoi, Kanoi Kinesi, I won't be able to handle it if the father has not been Shomer HaBris. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I'll forgive the father. And he says, what about if other people are mishtatvim in the bris, haven't been shemer abris? And he says, I'll forgive all the people. Anybody who's mishtatvim in the bris, I'll make sure to forgive them. Since everybody gets forgiven, so of course, all those that attend the bris are nitzol medina shel gehenim.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We need your help to continue our mission. To find out about dedication opportunities, visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.